Elcom to the internet's out Pokemon version of the podcast. I'm rocking a podcast.
Welcome to the Pokemon Go podcast, where Charles has lots of technical difficulties, even when he's not having technical difficulties.
You know, y'all make it seem like it's my fault. It's not my fault. These things happen. They just seem to happen a lot to me. You know why they seem to happen a lot to me? Because I'm a professional and I do a lot of podcasts during the week. So anyway, yeah, there were some tech issues, but looks like quite possibly we've got it all fixed and worked out for tonight. Again, I'm Charles over there. That is Joe, who likes to give me just as much of a hard time as everybody else.
Oh yeah.
And hey, man, how's it been going this week?
It's been good. Right off the top, though, I have to apologize to you. Although, I only kind of have to apologize to you.
Go on. Don't ruin the moment. Come on.
So, Sunday was community day, and I didn't text you.
I noticed. I noticed there was a certain message from my friend. My friend that I was
Someone else sent you a message?
No, I actually got in on my own. Thank you very much.
It's a Christmas miracle, Easter miracle, whatever miracle. Yeah.
I don't remember why I opened it. Like, oh, yeah. It's Snivy Day. I caught a few, not a shiny. And I did. I was waiting to, I was going to evolve the shiny because I don't really PvP. So I was going to evolve the shiny, didn't get one. And it was all right, though. It was all right. I didn't get a ton of Snivy. To be fair, I probably played for like 30 minutes. But, you know, what about you, Joe?
I played quite a bit. I'm looking at my stuff from the past week. The Zapdos I caught on air last week, the Shadow Zapdos, but there are quite a few shiny Snivies and Snivies in general. I evolved a few of them. I think this one had the best IVs, I think, out of them. Pretty good, not too shabby. So, got a Surviper. For those on the podcast, the one I just looked at is... it looks to be about a
superior
8-15-14 Surviper. And so, yeah, I evolved a few of those to get the Frenzy Plant because Frenzy Plant's pretty awesome. Other than that, I mean, that was kind of the highlight of this past week, to be honest. IRL stuff. My company, my department, my team, we do a big, huge release every 6 months for one of our applications, and that's happening this weekend. So this week has been crazy. So, I played on community day, and then only a bit here and there, to be completely honest.
Yeah, same. I had to do something big because it's been 6 months, and I only played a little bit too this week. So what Joe said, that works for me. We talked about last week, I got a Frillish. I don't even know if I did see I missed a couple of invites to raids, and right now we're in that 40 million raids across the world or whatever. It's been a week. Things are getting better, but it's been a week. So I guess, Joe, we can, in a minute, we'll go to the Discord. As I'm going to go ahead and jump over there, but I know you're catching
Hakunita. Makuhita. The chubby boxer.
Chubby boxer.
The chubby boxer evolves into a sumo.
All right. What was the date? Where's our notes?
The 8th, so go to the 9th.
So... yeah, looks like there it is. So we got Terry Wolf level up to 49. Is where he's at.
Yep.
12,904 Pokemon caught on that account. Raid 130. Pokestops visited 8,166. That's a cool graphic. Is that something that pops up on the screen now? If you
level up? I could be wrong, but I think that graphic comes from the Silph Road.
Okay.
But I could be wrong.
Thompson 309 got we call it Talonflame. What is that? I can't quite tell.
It's Talonflame.
Oh, that's an actual thing. I don't remember talking about that. First max Pokemon at 50 is this Talonflame. Yep. 33 shinies from the community day from Nulti. Yeah, Nulti. You're just getting all the shinies, man. No, he needs to put somehow. We need to put a shiny effect on his name, on Nolte's name.
So we need like a food bank version for Pokemon Go for Charles. You know, a Charles Bank, Pokemon Bank, to send stuff to Charles because obviously he doesn't charge his gacha enough.
You're right, but that's not nice, Joe. That's not nice at all. But not incorrect. So, but I mean, that's a good shiny stuff. And it looks like a Hundo Shiny Superior. No, not quite.
That's
not
the 98%.
Oh, so close. Terry Wolf made beast mode with a shiny Lucky Chansey.
Is that what shiny that is? Lucky Flower Crown Chansey, okay, 98%.
Yeah. Oh, man, Tup got the Panpour Hatched. Terry Wolf got the shiny Mew, as was expected. No.
Not just any Panpour. That's 100%.
Is that Hundo Panpour?
It is a Hundo Panpour. Nice. So you can tell if it's a Hundo because the outside around the stars is kind of that pink, the dark pink bordering on red.
Yeah.
Versus if you look at the one just below it with Terry,
it's gold.
3-star, but it's orange around
it. Oh, yeah. Orange, gold. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yep. Yeah. And his shiny Mew, those are pretty good stats on that shiny Mew. It looks like it's either 13 or 12. I think it's 13, 15, 11 is what it's looking like to me. Pretty nice. Pretty nice indeed. And then Hallowed Robin showing off their shinies from the past week. 23 shinies, including a Hitmonlee, Nidoran male and female, Medicham, another Nidoran female, and then a bunch of Superior / Snivy, and their shiny Mew. So pretty awesome stuff there.
Solid work.
Oh, are you jealous of the seahorse that Terry's showing off?
Yeah, it's a dragon seahorse. Although it doesn't look as good as I'd hope, it's still pretty cool.
Yep, but it's 100%.
I expect 100%. Nothing less from the wolf.
Canned Beans showing off their shinies from Snivy Community Day. Got 4 of them. Pretty good stuff there. Nolte with 100% Machop. And some more shinies. So a shiny Mankey, the shiny Mew, Bunnelby, Paris, Chikorita, and Buneary. And then
this is just we get rid of experiences of the week. It's just shinies of the week now, is all it is.
Duly noted, got in quite a few raids. 9, well, 9 that they caught this past week. So 2 Therian form Landorus and 7 Therian form Tornadus.
I did get invited to an Invictus form raid. Let me see.
And then Dooley showing off 3 shiny Snivy. Well, actually, it's 1 of each, a Snivy, Servine, and Superior, as well as 100% Nidoking. And then here in chat, we've got Mad Hatter asking if there is if there is this year.
If there's a Go Fest, we're going to give away tickets.
I'm
thinking Mad Hatter is our from the first year, the one who won the tickets, perhaps.
I've seen the name in chat. I think you are 100% correct.
It might be
so
hard. That's not who won the tickets. Is that who won the tickets? Yeah, Todd, who won the tickets? The first year is a. I'm sorry, I'm spacing on the name. I know your face, and if it is you, but I know your face on who won, and he got it with his daughter. And he's able to bring his daughter to.
Assuming they do the tickets like they did 2 years ago, you couldn't give them away because they weren't physical tickets. 2 years ago, they made it tied to your accounts, and when you bought tickets, you could buy extra tickets for specific accounts.
That is a thing. But also, what we could do, once we know how they're going to do it, right? They gave us about a 6-week heads up, right, before they launched last time. And Jacket K on a side note says, nothing announced. Seeing how the other conventions are handling gathering events this year, I think GoFest is going just digital, which is possible.
It's pretty close, I think.
But you still have to buy tickets, right?
What's
that? You still have to buy tickets, even if it's digital.
Yeah, last year we had to buy tickets.
Here's my suggestion. We're going to know with a limited amount of time, but sometime up in advance, we're going to know that this is how they do the tickets. Quote your fingers. This is how they do the tickets, whatever style it is, right? If it's not something we can just buy extra tickets and give them away, we can give away the value of the tickets, right, in a PayPal transfer or a gift card or something. So essentially giving a ticket away, right? They have to buy it from their own account, but we can do it ahead of time. It's like, hey, and honestly, if you don't buy, I mean, it's what, $15 for a ticket last year? So let's say $30 for a pair. If you want to put $30 of gas in your car instead, that's up to you. But we can give that type of ticket away. So that makes sense. Joseph. Broseph. I don't know why I said that. That
was we actually literally just got a new experience of the week from 4LE. She hit level 47.
Woo. Good job. So,
what we could try to do is people that are on our friends list, we could literally try to sign people up. Well, I don't want to sign people up randomly because they might not be able to physically go if it's a physical event.
Right.
But if they did do that, we could try to sign. We could have a list of people who want to try to get in. And if we get in to buy them, like last year, what happened is Barry Folk got in, mm-hmm. and he actually got some for both of us.
Yeah, and then I was not able to get in and get tickets.
Yeah, well, because they did the lottery thing.
Right.
And so later on, I got picked for the lottery, but I already had it. So I actually bought tickets for other people, is what I did 2 years ago. And so we could have a list of people who are trying to go, and I mean, we could, yeah. So, and to be honest, we'll probably look towards our patrons first, just to be completely honest.
Well, we can do two different ones, because you have to, there's a thing with contests and raffles. But you know what? That's, you know, when I clap, it's like, oh,
okay, we'll talk about the technicalities of that later.
Well, but yeah, here's the discussion for next week, right? And it is, what are your ideas on how we specifically can give away tickets to GoFest, because there's going to be one this year. We don't know what form. But
assuming they do the lottery version that they did 2 years ago.
Assuming anything. Come up with your ideas. Come up with your suggestions. You know, I'm down. And I'm down to definitely separate one for patrons and one for the audience, live audience, and maybe even one for the puck. Come up with ideas. Patrons, live audience, and podcast audience. Right? So the podcast audience would have a whole separate chance of having a shot at their own set of tickets. So yeah, that's our discussion for next week. Give us some ideas. It's great that you got here tonight, Todd, and threw that out, because it's got my brain juices flowing, because that would be really cool thing for us to do. So I is down with that.
Well, you got to be careful with those brain juices, because a hypno might come along and, you know, eat your dreams.
all right, so yeah, we did not get are we done with the experiences?
Yes. And we forgot to do a discussion last week, which ironically we talked last week about how we almost always remember these days, and then we forgot.
Well, in lieu of a current discussion, here's just some fun music.
Well, but
we have Cheeky.
Cheeky. But all right. Do you have something real quick before we hit the break here?
Yeah. So what we did actually have was a new comment on the previous week's discussion. So last week we talked about, what are your thoughts on Pokemon/accounts being sold on eBay? And we got a new comment from Dooley, who said, "You get what you deserve. It is against against TOS, the terms of service, to buy/sell your Pokemon Go account on eBay. So even if you paid it, if you bought it and paid lots of money, you could easily find the account terminated for terms of service. And I think we actually mentioned that last week. I think we stated that technically with the terms of service that Pokemon Go accounts are non-transferable. So yeah.
What Joe said. All right. Thanks for going and commenting on that. And then next week we're talking about how we can hook you all up with Pokemon Go Fest tickets once they get announced. But we'll be back after this.
The Pokemon Go podcast is made possible 100% by you and other listeners just as awesome as you are. If you want to support the show and get a little something in return, just go to patreon.com/Pokemon Go podcast.
Lindsay Sterling.
We're back in, and you know what? There's always a little bit of conversation before the show and in those midline breaks. If you're on the podcast, you can go over to patreon.com/Pokemon Go podcast and sign up today at any level, and you'll get the unedited version. Well, I mean, it's a little polished. Don't get me wrong. There's a polish to the intro and the outro, but I don't cut any of the talk out. You get everything, including the pre-show, mid-show, and the post-show chatter, and you can do that. Or, of course, be here live on Thursday nights on twitch.tv/Pokemon Go podcast and see how it happens. So, all right, Joseph. So Joe set me up, man. He's like, I got a few just points. He's like, okay. There were five.
I said I only had X amount so far.
Yeah. And it's like, no, you just, okay, we're not going to stop. But
for those that title. Made your own bingo cards, you can check off Charles complains about the number of sources we have.
Every week, take a shot. What's the shot, Daddy? It's what you get to prevent COVID, kid. Don't worry about it. So this was just titled, yes, Charles, yes, no.
And this is from El Gringo Swap.
No, Gringo, we were friends at one time. This is not that time. Joe, what crap did he send to us?
It's your favorite, the summer Pikachu with the sunglasses and the sun hat is back until, what is that, May 12th? Yeah, May 12th. Yes. Fun times.
It's your favorite. A whole long month.
But they're going to give you 30 free Pokeballs in order to catch them, so you got to catch them all, right?
No, you legit do not.
Charles is a big fan of the catch and release program.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't like to eat the fish. He just likes to catch them.
Yeah. That would be the most trolling thing people could ever send, is like plushies of a hatted Pikachu, flower crown, Eevee, any of that. Thanks for listening, because you absolutely pay attention, but I hate this gift so much. Just no. I appreciate it.
I have to make that happen.
No, you really, really don't. I'm still trying to get my other show to send me a life-size cutout of the Hulk to put behind us, and we tattoo the names of our patrons on the Hulk. He'd sit behind me, but yeah, they're not doing that. But this next topic here is Rivals Week event, which is about to kick off. Actually, just kicked off. It's going right now. And this is from Leak Duck, which looks like we can get a leak and a duck from this. So what do we got for Rivals Week?
Oh, yes. So we have Screlp and Clauncher, and we're going to talk about some issues surrounding them here in just a little bit. But they are available. We have Therian Form Landorus popping up in raids, at least until the 27th of April. So it actually goes further than Rivals Week, because Rivals Week ends on April 18th. During this time, we have, assuming we meet the metric, and I put assuming in quotes for those that are in the podcast and couldn't hear the sarcasm dripping in my in my tone. We're going to meet the 40 million raids. We're going to unlock the bonus for the rest of the event. Actually, I haven't checked to see if we've unlocked it yet, but it's right two. Now. When we do, it's two times catch Stardust. And then in the what?
Nope, we are about 3/4 of the way through at 29 million raids. 29.6 million raids have happened so far out of 40 million.
I like how they put when it ends in minutes.
I was about to say that. Yeah.
It ends in almost 5,000 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. They should convert it to hours and minutes, but I'm happy that they just didn't put a timestamp there.
Man, this is. Talk about guilt you into playing. Rogueta Pod is battled in zero raids. Friend score, Nolte, 36. Host, 22, which is you, I think. Triple zero is not, I don't know.
The breakdown.
Courtesy Flush, 16. Come on. Rocky Eddie, you're slacking. Helen Robin, you're slacking. 11. Cosplay Liz, 10. Oh, my goodness. I don't feel so bad. Yeah. Jackie K, 7. Jackie K, you're at 7. So shameful. No, I don't even play. I don't know.
So I think it's funny because the friend score, it shows their nicknames. So right? These people that I have nicknamed, I'm like, I don't.
Patron, right? Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Patron,
who is that? Yeah. Although I'm actually pretty sure that particular patron is Terry.
So like, you know, your next one there is Brian. Mine says host on it.
Yeah. Oh, Brian. I when did he switch his avatar to a male avatar? Because he was a female avatar for a long time. When we raided with him last week, I was like, wait a second.
Hey, he changes it up every once in a while, I guess. And I know I do the call out every week, and I will do it. I did get some invites to do raids. I know for a fact the last two I saw, by the time I saw the notification on my phone where it had been locked and closed, that I opened it right away and jumped in, and I already missed it. I missed it. But please keep inviting me. I'd love to do some more raids with people. Dooley wants to know what his says. What's his nickname and how many he's rated?
What the nickname is or what it says, how many you've both. Done?
Do both.
Let's see.
And while Joe does that, we'll get this next story set up.
Dooley noted doesn't have a nickname yet. I'm going to have to give him one.
But what's going on or is that another headline coming up with Skrelp and Clauncher? We're getting to that a little bit later.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. No, I mentioned that earlier. I put it there. Let's see, where is that? I put it down a little bit further, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
All right, so let's go ahead and skip down to those.
On it.
So there's two issues here. The one that says update, Charles. Let's do that one first and then the one above it.
Knock it out.
Put those in the wrong order.
Got it.
All right, so Niantic support let people know that people on previous older versions of the game have to update or else they can't see Skrelp or Clauncher at all.
Now, does it auto update or do we have to force an update?
Most phones don't auto update.
I set mine to auto.
Okay.
And right now mine just says open. It doesn't say anything about update.
Okay. Well, then you should be fine. Okay. But yeah, so certain devices, and they didn't say which ones, but yeah, they said certain devices you have to update or else you won't even see Skrelp or Clauncher at all.
Older than 0.205. That's an Android number, right? 0.205?
I don't know. I don't pay attention to the number.
How do we find out? Somebody in the chat room, how do we find out the version we have? Nobody knows. You're changing the name of somebody. I'm sure it's in settings. Yep, I've got in settings, it's at the bottom, so I'm trying to scroll down to it, but it's actually at the bottom, so you go into settings to check, and it's on the iPhone. I literally have an X in the center of the bottom of the screen to close settings out, and off to the right, mine says 0.205.0-A-64 is what my version says. So that's how you check your version, and it's older than that, so I have the update, because it's older than 0.205. You're going to need to update.
So, yeah, and I don't get why they would say that they need to find a workaround. They should just force the update.
Right. And it does depend on your phone. Yeah, somebody said, it depends on your phone. I pretty much set mine up to always auto-update all my apps. Because I have the bandwidth and everything for it. So yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that's not the only thing that is having issues, I guess, with Pokemon Go, with Skrelp especially. So they're actually updating the cost to evolve Skrelp into Dragalge. Dragalge, I think. That's Dragalge. Dragon. Algae, Dragalge.
Yeah,
let's go with that. I bet that's what it is. I haven't actually looked to see if that's what the breakdown is. But anyway, it used to take 400 candy. Now it's only going to take 50. So,
all right. Now, so part of that, yeah, I see that. But I clicked on the actual Twitter picture here. Both are made larger, received dodge and camera settings for the encounter, and both of these are a buddy group. What's a buddy group? What's the difference between a large buddy and a small buddy? I mean, in the game, like, what does it matter? I guess I should say.
It determines their behavior on the buddy screen. So if they're a small buddy, or I don't know how, I don't know all the different differentiations, but if they're a small enough buddy, then they'll hop up on your shoulder after you walk with them for long enough.
Okay. And then, of course, what's overshadowing, no pun intended, what's overshadowing the other announcement, or that's overshadowing it, the Pokemon received a raid boss distance offset, including Shadow Forms, and Cyndaquil, Umbreon, Mudkip, Breloom, Mawile, Aron, Groudon, Groudon.
Oh, just yeah, making them appear correctly.
Yeah.
In raids.
The overshadowing, yeah. stepped right into that one. What can I do? Have you seen any shadows for these? Any kind of hint that they're going to be nearby? The Dragalge and Claw something. Dinner is what I called it last week, and y'all voted for that to be the title. So I
appreciate it. What you called it last week. It's Clauncher, by the way.
Clauncher the clown.
Like claw launcher, because he shoots out of his hand.
What?
Claws, claw launcher. What? Yeah, remember we talked about that in Random Trivia last week too.
Yeah, I know. I was here. I kind of remember Clauncher the Cloud. Dooley made that a title. Clauncher the Cloud. Professor says I caught my first Clauncher yesterday, but I've not seen any more or any Skrelp. And yeah, Rock Eddie, I'm with you. I haven't seen in the last 20 minutes I've had the game open. I haven't seen any Team Rocket battles, which actually is unusual because it's been so prolific lately that you, when you open up the game, there's a shadow there almost all the time from a balloon.
Down there. Well, there have been issues with balloons as well. I think we actually have.
Well, balloons are evil, but that's not the point.
Maybe we don't. I don't know. I saw something about there being issues with rocket battles. I'll see if I can find that, and we'll talk about it later. But for now, we have another source from El Gringo Suave. It's specifically related to Rivals Week, since it is a...
It's simply titled Meow. That's it.
Yes. Yes, it is. So...
Now this is how you get back on my good side. This is the
so floor Rock Eddie real quick. Rock Eddie said that Niantic is temporarily disabled Team Rocket balloons. So, well, Team Rocket in general, there are issues, there are bugs that they've got to fix. But yes, you said this is right up your alley. You love to fight cats.
How to Lando T-T Lando -T Landot. It says basically ground flying weak to ice times two, but also water. Be cool, use ice types. Obama Snow is godlike gorilla. Mammoth Swine is round and reliable. Crap, now I have to keep it up. And let's see, Mewtwo is ice beam or ice cream. Jinx is passable performance. Mega Obama Snow is expensive, evergreen, enables epic execution. I can do this, Joe.
Can you?
No, I lost it. I can't.
Articuno.
Free Levi. Willy, better Bear Blizzard.
And Glaceon.
Yeah, Glaceon. That was the one that was hanging me up. What's the bird over here? Magnificent Mascot. Oh. Articuno. If I just read the Mystic Mascot part. So close. So close. But basically, all ice types.
I'm rather impressed with how many you did get, though.
I was trying.
I think the sound alerts might be coming through on the stream. I'm not sure.
Okay, good. It's definitely not coming through my side, which is fine. But yeah, cool. All right. So Friendship Day. Friendship Day event. Here we go. Or not. There we go. April Friendship Day. Grass types. It's on the 24th. So roughly about a week from today of this recording, give or take. Not quite a week, but right in there. Wild grass types, lucky Pokemon, of course, increased chance of receiving lucky Pokemon training because it's friendship, right? You're supposed to be training. Bonuses and green confetti. I actually might be less excited about hats and green confetti, but I'm not sure yet. Let's see. Let's see how it happens in the game.
Well, the confetti, they've done that before for different events where it shows it looks like it's raining confetti in the background of the overworld. That's all that is.
I don't remember that. But I'm sure
Because they make it rather unobtrusive, so you probably just ignored it.
Or maybe I just forgot to play that time they did it. Another collection challenge, which is all right. This only goes on from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time. Of course, a global challenge of 20,000 XP per hour.
Speaking of confetti, we just got some confetti in chat. 100 bits worth from Dooley.
What? Confetti. Thank you, Dooley.
Yeah.
Now, see, that confetti I could get behind. 40. the trade distance is going to be up to 40K. That's not quite to Tennessee, though. So I can't trade with you still.
Yeah, you can't. But maybe I can finally get a regular Landorus from someone in my area since they don't want to meet up to trade.
Yeah. And here's a little thing. Joe and I talk about a lot of stuff. All the time, but something that keeps coming up is we'd love to meet in Nashville. Was it or chat? No, yeah, you're in Chattanooga. Meet in Nashville.
We talked about driving up to Nashville and getting some sushi with a certain cheeky person in Nashville.
And anybody that obviously, if it's in driving distance or whatever, anybody would be welcome to come. And we play. It'd be something like this kind of day, right? A community day or something, to where we could safely get out and healthy and do that. And then, meet up with Cheeky and anybody else in that area and just hang out and play. Cause that's, we can both get there in about 3 hours. I can get there in about 3 hours, I think.
Yeah. And I'm even closer than you. It's only about 2 hours from here.
Yeah. So, that is something we are talking about. It keeps coming up. It won't be for the 24th, but it's possibly by summer, I think. We'll see.
Yeah, and so that 40 kilometers, for those of us not on the metric system, I do like the metric system quite a bit, but for those of us in the U.S., that's about 24 miles, which is what Rock Eddie said in chat.
Wow, that's actually solid. Good conversion on you, Rock Eddie. Dooley says 2,000 miles.
So. I think Dooley's trying to say that's how far it would be to go to Nashville for him.
I would walk 500 miles. I would trade 500. All right. Too long to get to the joke. Let's move on.
And Mr. Tambourine wants to join us in Nashville, it sounds like.
Come on. We'll announce it. We'll announce it when we have a date.
Cheeky, why don't you call in and let us know what you think about that?
I'm Cheeky, I'm from Nurnville. And I say no to the Joe and no to the Charles. I don't know. Why he would actually say yes to the Joe and no to the Charles, but whatever. All right, so more on this Friendship Day. It's the official announcement, right? On PokemonGoLive.com. It's a great little graphic. It says all the stuff we just said, basically. Now, if you do the collection challenge before the event concludes, you're going to 100,000 XP. And for every hourly challenge that is completed while taking part in Friendship Day, you'll get 20,000 XP. What's that? Let's see, 12, 1, 2. So that's 3. So it's up to 60,000 XP, right? 3 hours?
Yeah, for each hourly challenge.
And there's 3 hours. So, so 12, 1, and 2. Yeah. So up to 60,000 XP for that. So, yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, it sounds like fun. And that 20 whatever miles, that's actually significant, without a doubt. So just got to be closer. Now, is there anything else within the sustainable system? Just make sure. Okay. So, you know what? Okay. Here's a known update. We're going to go jump to the bottom, Joe, because they're talking about use that 2X, a double XP egg for your friendship event. But here's an article from Niantic.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe. It's about lucky eggs.
Yeah. Stupid Niantic. I was actually going to hit the next tier of friendship with Rocketti tonight, but there is currently an issue when it comes to receiving experience with friendship levels, specifically lucky eggs. When you're using them, a lot of people are not obtaining double experience for their friendship level increases. So, yeah, I told Rocketti we should probably wait until they resolve this issue, because that is a lot of experience if you're trying to double that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That goes on to talk about.
Be warned.
Referral. Now, this is an unknown issue to me. Trainers who joined Pokemon Go in 2017 and have not been active. Oh, that is an issue. I misread it. That's mine. Yeah, so there's a bug with the referrals, too. And you know what? I want to address something I saw on one of the Twitter pictures that we put up a minute ago, where the top comment was, this is just ridiculous at this point. And Joe, I know you'll back me up here. Shut up. You know, it's a big company. It's a worldwide tech company that rolls stuff out to multiple countries, across multiple servers, across different phones and bandwidths, and man, so many things can go wrong. Yeah. Not every time they roll something out, but a lot of times they roll something out. Something bugs. Something goes wrong. It's massive. It's not like they made an Xbox game and they have a set platform. This thing goes out to every freaking phone that can run this game across dozens of different networks and bandwidth.
And tablets.
There's going to be issues, right?
But, you know, it happens.
That's all I'm saying. Is I'm not defending Niantic, but I'm getting tired of the bro hate. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, things happen with tech. It just does.
Yeah, but Australia and New Zealand get the brunt of it, especially when events happen.
But that's because they're the testing grounds. I mean, I'm not kidding. They really are. I mean, they get stuff first sometimes, you know? So,
You may have misread it before, but you don't have to misread it. You can go to /r/PokemonGoPodcast and take all the time you want with Reddit.
I hate you so much. If you want to sustain this partnership, Joe, we need to work on things. Partnership with Niantic Sustainability Campaign, clean up to unlock in-game bonuses. And what is this crazy looking Pokemon that I need to have right now?
Who's that Pokemon? Are you sure you want it?
It's one I don't have, and it looks freaky dinky. I'll take it.
Why don't you just get it then? Why don't you just get it?
How do I get Binacle? I read below. I found out what its name was. Binacle.
Yes, it is Binacle, the two-handed Pokemon, and it is going to make its debut on Tuesday, April 20th. So from the time we're recording this, 5 days. And this event takes place 4 or 5 days until Sunday, April 25th. And this is the, like you read up above, the sustainability event. Sustainability week. And so we're getting Pokemon like Grimer and Trubbish. And so I think what they're going for here is that by catching them, we are cleaning it up.
That's what I kind of thought. Yeah.
And so, cause I made fun of them before, you know, why are they using trash Pokemon for sustainability? But then I got to thinking about it, and that's probably what they're going for, is you catch it, you clean it up. And they're putting shiny Trubbish out as well. And then other Pokemon that they've specifically called out is Drillbur and Ferroseed for Pokemon in the Wild. Of course, they're going to switch up the 5K eggs. I mean, at this point, basically the 5K eggs are the quote-unquote event eggs. And so in the 5K eggs, they're going to be Diglett, Tangela, Goldeen, Bidoo, Cherubi, Finian, and Drillbur.
And Ferbian. Finian and Ferbian. Come on.
We don't want a possessed Furby. I wouldn't catch that.
See, Joe likes to play, but we had a great conversation about Phineas and Ferb before this show started today.
I see what you're saying. I get it.
No, but, you know, it's fine. I could look crazy. People think I'm crazy all the time.
Furby when you said Furbian.
Yeah, well, so, that's not wrong. Furby's a little creepy. He is.
I don't need those creepy toys from the 90s.
All right, what are our tier rewards?
Yes, so there are three different tiers. And they said, so let's see, you can work alongside players of other Niantic games. So this isn't just for Pokemon Go, to unlock special tiered in-game rewards for participating. And so they said they call it activations. I don't know what that means for us because it doesn't actually say what these quote unquote activations are outside of where it says the rewards are. But it says tier one is 2,500 activations so that 5-star raids will appear more often. I'm wondering if the activations for us is research tasks.
Maybe. I'm watching the chat room to see if somebody else knows. But
so because the official announcement doesn't say what the quote unquote activations are.
Not very clear.
And so I think they're using a generic term because it's across all of their different games. But yeah. Sure. Anyway, tier two, 5,000 activations, says that we'll get a free bundle containing 3 remote raid passes. So that's pretty nice. And of course, tier one will remain active. And then tier three is 10,000 activations, and when that happens, we will get 2x catch experience.
I'm betting.
For more details on how to unlock these rewards, check the blog post.
I got the Friendship Day confused with this, so never mind.
The blog post, they have a big old poster. Small actions make a big impact. Niantic sustainability. Let's see. I'm going to just do a keyword search for activation. There is nothing there.
I'm already on the Legends of Lima graphic to see if it says anything specifically. It does not. It uses the same terminology. Niantic sustainable. These are activations. Okay. Niantic, according to Legends of Lima, on this next graphic we're going to, Niantic sustainability goals in the real world are activations. Take care of your community. Pick up trash around your neighborhood. How you register that, I don't know. Adopt new sustainability practice. Plant a tree, shrub, or other native plant, and help out local cause and volunteer.
Apparently they have, check out our website to learn more about what specific actions count towards. So we're just going down a rabbit hole. Click on this to learn more. Click on this to learn more. But yes, so like you said, there's
just remind you of like Windows 3.0 where all the windows are popping up because of the virus. Joe, don't leave me hanging on that one. Come on, man. I paid you tonight. You're supposed to laugh.
Did you turn me back on and back off and back on again?
All right, so go down that rabbit hole. What else
we got? EXE has stopped. But it's just another thing on another website on how to do the participation. So it talks about take care of your community, adopt a new sustainability practice, and shows a person riding a bike. And then says, help out a local cause focused on sustainability. You record the sustainability action by posting the following on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. So you have to put a photo with a description of what you did and hashtag sustainable with Niantic. So it sounds like that's how you do the activations, is you take a photo, say what you did, and post it on social media, specifically Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, with the hashtag sustainable with Niantic, and then you have to tag at Niantic Labs. So we had to go down quite the rabbit hole to figure that one out. But that is what we do.
Yes. Well, there you go. Only Pokemon Go podcast has wasted all that time on live air going down the rabbit hole. So there you go. Nobody else. No Pokemon FM radio. No Salt and Gnar. They didn't spend time on air doing that.
We went down the rabbit holes because it's Wabbit season.
We went to Wabbits. So, all right. And this last one, actually, they probably did some cool work. I like dogging people out. Pokemon Go celebrates the release of the new Pokemon Snap with a special event. Now, we talked about this a little bit. We've talked about it on and on. Are you going to play the new Pokemon Snap on Switch?
On the Switch. I'll probably get it eventually, but I'll use it as an excuse to get it at one of my kids' birthdays or something.
This seems new. Now, Smeargle has definitely done pop-ups in the photos before, but it looks like, according to this graphic, that he's going to add like a paint swipe on the picture. And I didn't notice a paint swipe before when he'd pop up. So that'd be a nice
I've never really picture. Paid attention to the pictures. To be honest, I just delete them because they clog up my... When I remember to take the pictures, I just delete them from the camera roll. But yes, so that is April 29th to May 2nd with this Pokemon Snap collaboration event. And they said specifically Pokemon inspired by deserts, jungles, and underwater landscapes of the Lentil region, such as Lotad, Cacnea, and Ducklet, will be appearing more in... the wild.
Yes. Does Ducklet evolve?
Yeah.
I like currently in our game because I haven't looked
into roast Ducklet. It's delicious. No, but Ducklet does evolve into Swanna.
Okay.
So the ugly duck turns into a swan.
Yeah, I get it. That's cool.
But so the Lentil region is the Gen 8 region. So if you were curious, very curious.
I don't like that they called it the Lentil region. It's just weird.
Oh, I see. So it's the Lentil region is the new region for Pokemon Snap. I was like, that doesn't sound familiar. Yeah. And so that's why they're bringing it in. So it's just Pokemon that will be featured in Pokemon Snap, it sounds like. Although you'd think that a lot of Pokemon will be there.
So Dooley, I thought about Pokemon Snap. Here it says, I have a poop ton of storage space, so I just let them build up. And every now and then, I see the folder in the gallery with 500 Pokemon photos and just delete the gallery. Well, that's a lot of photos, man. I delete them ultimately, so I back up everything to Dropbox, and a lot of those snapshots that I take from the game end up there. So as I'm going through towards the end of the year looking for every year I give my wife me and the kids give my wife a photo of all of us doing stuff throughout the year, right? And as the kids doing stuff and us as a family and all this jazz. And so the easiest thing for me to do is go to Dropbox and search my photos for that calendar year. And I scroll, oh, look, there's that photo from Pokemon and that photo from Pokemon. And it just, yeah. So even after I delete them, they still show up. We are running a little short on time, Joe. Did you realize that?
I had a sneaking suspicion that we were going to be running out of time.
Hey there, this is Cheeky Nashville, and I got a question for Joe. What time is it, brother?
It is time for random trivia. Trivia.
Maybe we should do that from now on. I'll do the blah, 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 while you do the trivia.
And this week I'm going to talk about Skrelp, the mock kelp Pokemon. Skrelp is a poison water type. It evolves into Drag Algae, which is also the mock kelp Pokemon, and is poison dragon type.
Why is he mock kelp? Because he disguises himself as it or something?
Well, he's not kelp.
Right.
So he could be faux kelp. He could be fake kelp. They chose mock kelp.
He could just be a, I don't know, that was a dumb joke. I'm stopping now.
It's Pokedex its Pokedex entry will shed some light on it for you.
Let's try.
The Pokedex entry says, camouflaged as rotten kelp, they spray liquid poison on prey that approaches unawares and then finish it off. So they ambush you with poison. Bam. In your face. Poison to the face. Skrelp, like we mentioned, actually, I briefly mentioned it last week. Skrelp and Dragalge are based off of a weedy sea dragon. Skrelp is a combination of scrawny and kelp. Although it might also be scrap and kelp, but yeah, so he's a small little guy.
He's like Scrappy Doo.
And interestingly though, in Generation 6, Skrelp was the only new poison type Pokemon. Skrelp and Dragalge. So that's pretty interesting. So that's Pokemon X and Y is Generation 6. Okay. I never caught a Skrelp in my playthrough of Pokemon Y. But anyway, Dragalge's Pokedex entry says their poison is strong enough to eat through the hull of a tanker, and they spit it indiscriminately at anything that enters their territory. So they are very territorial. They will spray you with their poison. And Dragalge... again, sea dragon. This one may more like a leafy sea dragon, somewhere between that and a weedy sea dragon. And like we mentioned earlier, my guess was correct, and someone in chat also confirmed it, but dragon and algae is the combination for Dragalge. So, yeah.
Yes. I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I do care, but it was compared to some of the other Pokedex entries, it was a little bit of a weak entry, but yeah. I still want to catch them all.
Well, apparently, rotting seaweed in general releases a lot of highly toxic gas.
Oh, so it's a Joe. I got it.
What?
If anybody's ever taken a 14-hour road trip to Chicago with you, know that you're toxic gas sometimes, man.
only when I eat artichoke.
Oh, that's a never. Now we're gonna get off on smells. We're not gonna do that here. Yeah, I'm looking forward to catching some of these new Pokemon for sure. If you would like to be a part of the show, we ran out of time tonight, but you know we'll get there. We'll get back there to it. show@pokemongopodcast.com. You can email us, like Ariel used to do all the time. And if you like to leave a speak pipe like Cheekers used to do, PokemonGoPodcast.com.
Do we not have any speak pipes tonight?
Not tonight. We got a lot of great ones last week. We got a lot of good stuff last week. But, we're out of time too, so that's that. But PokemonGoPodcast.com, and you go to the right-hand side of the screen. There's a tab there. Click it. Give us a speak pipe, a voicemail. It's awesome. Reddit is r/PokemonGoPodcast. As Joe said, you can go over there and vote on the topics. Add your own topics. Be like El Gringo Suave. Troll and help out. Oh, it looks like we got a last-minute speak pipe. Oh, fine. I'm just trying to end the show, and y'all just trying to take over like you know something. So what do you know, Joe?
It's true. It's
hey, guys, what's up?
It's Julie saying, hey, wait a moment. I left a speak pipe.
All right, you good now? You good?
Yeah.
Shut it.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Dooley here. Just wanted to say hi, and now you know my voice. Greetings from beautiful downtown Los Angeles, California. Nice. This message is duly noted.
Awesome.
That came in mid-show, so well done, Dooley. And I've always wanted to come and visit L.A., so I have to stop by and play with you. That'd be fun.
Confession, I've never been to California at all.
I've been there once, and right off the top of my head, right the second, I can't remember where it was. It was not L.A., but it was one of the TV, the big cities you'd recognize from anywhere, but I can't remember what it is.
No. San Diego.
R? I think it starts with R. I mean, it's my brain's off right now. Talk about Reddit. Facebook is /PokemonGoPodcast. Twitter is PokemonGoPod. Twitch TV live here Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. Eastern is Pokemon Go Podcast on twitch.tv where you can join awesome bots like A10, Commander Root, Dually Production, Droop Dog, Ecotourism. Interesting. LAP, definitely a bot. Mad Hatter 041, worst bot of all. Mr. Timberain 19. Old Man Tup. Yeah, that Quimpen Gonkrunks. I don't know how to say that one. Iroh, some numbers. Rocket 83 and the WF Professor. Thanks for joining us here on the live show. Joe, where can they find you on the web?
You can find me on Twitter at Joseph_Ard. Where can they find you, Mr. Rock God of Technical Difficulties?
See, you always gonna be trolling. They be trolling and hating. You can find me, Rock God of Podcasting, across social media, Charles McFall. You can look me up, charlesmcfall.com. is where you can find most of my shows. And check out, you know, anchor.fm/findingthestories. It is, by all definitions, a family-friendly show with all the swear. Well, actually, one episode made it out. One episode made it out. There's a swear word buried in the middle of one that didn't catch. But for the most part, caught 99% of the swear words. And the topics are really family-friendly. And it's all about the stories of where people come from and why they do what they do. So it's a lot of fun. So check that out. And tune in next week to hear Joe say,
I don't think there's any Pokemon that's based off of a troll.
They should do that. They'd call it Charlesmon.
The Charlesmon.